Welcome to Marsala. This audio guide will accompany you throughout your tour. As you approach some sites, you will hear a bleep signal, and the display will show a number corresponding to a location on your map. Press play to listen to the guide. Other sites will not provide a signal, so you need to check your map, digit the number corresponding to your location, and then press play to listen to the guide. Enjoy your tour. We hope this visit will help you to get to know the city of Marsala under its many different aspects. We will go through the city's history, admire its most representative buildings, contemplate panoramas, and venture to explore its characteristic colours and flavours. Marsala, originally called Lilibium, is one of the most important municipalities in the province of Trapani, both in terms of geographical size and economic importance. An active and vital town, Marsala offers some interesting places to visit, including historic buildings, archaeological sites, and breathtaking landscapes. By getting away from the centre of Marsala and wandering off into the surrounding areas, you can also discover some very evocative spots. The city stretches over 241 square kilometres of mostly flat land, and in addition to the city centre itself, Marsala also covers 101 sub-municipalities with an overall population of 80,000 inhabitants. The name Marsala has ancient origins. The Arabs called it Marsahala, the port of God, or Marsali, the port of Ali, who was Muhammad's son-in-law. And thanks to its position as the westernmost point in Sicily, the city became a major trading post. The city's origins, however, go back even further in time. The ancient Lilibium, now Lilibeo, was in fact founded by the Phoenicians when they chose to settle there after their expulsion from the island of Mozia by Syracuse in 397 BC. Punic settlers in Marsala were then followed by Romans, Arabs, and Normans, each population leaving traces that are still visible in the city's urban fabric today. During this visit, we'll tell you about some key moments in the history of Marsala, not necessarily in chronological order, but making use of the most prominent and eye-catching features to reconstruct its identity. At this stage, without delving too deeply into the topics that we'll tell you more about later in the tour, we'll mention at least two additional factors that have been crucial in forging the peculiar character of Marsala. The first is the famous fortified wine by the same name and of worldwide renown, on which a substantial part of the local economy is based. Through our visits to several historic wineries, we'll have the opportunity to learn about winemaking methods and the success of Marsala wine, achieved purely by chance in the late 18th century. Secondly, the figure of Garibaldi, who actually landed in Marsala with his 1,000 men on a mission to reconquer the kingdom, which led to Italian unification. The hero of the two worlds, as he became known, is constantly recalled throughout the town through street names, a museum, and several historical commemorative events. We will go through the city starting from the centre and at times also venture into the outskirts, but we would suggest right from the outset that you don't miss the outstanding historical, natural and cultural panorama offered by the Stagnone Natural Reserve and the wonderful island of Mozia. We hope you enjoy your visit to this city where there really is a lot to discover.